It was still dark when Christine Curtis flipped on her Walkman radio one morning last June. She'd just woken up on a sidewalk in LA's mid-city neighborhood. She tuned into an NPR station and heard this.
New numbers out this week show that in several counties across California, homelessness rates jumped by double digits. Anna Scott from KCRW is on the line. She reports on housing from Los Angeles. Good morning, Anna.
Good morning.
That's me.
So these numbers are rising across the state of California.
It was pretty depressing stuff. I didn't want to sound totally bleak, so I threw in this one example of how regular people in Los Angeles are trying to help with the homelessness crisis.
In my own neighborhood, there's a 60-year-old woman with various health problems who lives on a street corner, and she survives because the neighbors bring her food and water.
60! Like that. Oh, my God. Oh, well. Just, you sort of emphasize my age. It just took me by surprise a little bit. And I told my one friend, he said, well, how do you know she was talking about me? I said, excuse me, I know the lady. Oh, yes. Of course she was who do you think she was talking about?
I was definitely talking about you. Yes.
And as for the neighbors, lately they've not given me anything. It's been slim pickings.
You're listening to Samaritans, a four-part series hosted by me, Anna Scott. This is part two, that is the system. Last year, Christine was one of close to 60,000 people homeless in Los Angeles County. For years, she'd lived on the street, unnoticed by any government or nonprofit agency. She got by thanks to friends she'd made, housed people who brought her food and supplies. That changed at the beginning of 2019, when one of those friends asked the local government to help Christine. The county has a lot of new money to fight homelessness from a tax increase called Measure H. Getting social services to people on the street like Christine is one thing they're spending it on. They're spending it on other things, too. This is only one small slice of the whole Measure H pie, but it's an important slice for a couple of reasons. One is it targets some of LA's most vulnerable people. In this episode, you'll hear Christine come face to face with the life or death consequences of living outdoors. And secondly, when voters passed Measure H, what a lot of them were hoping for, whether out of empathy or anger, was fewer people living on LA's sidewalks. That hasn't happened. Last summer, almost 5 months after the county took on Christine's case, her daily life hadn't changed. One constant struggle was finding a place to go to the bathroom.
I had to get up in the night and go right where I am. I'm sorry I couldn't hold it, okay? I always clean it up even if I do. This, remember what time this is in the night, 1:30. Now, where was I supposed to go at 1:30 in the morning? I'd like somebody to tell me that. McDonald's is not open, and even if I had the code to CVS, they're not open at 1:30 in the morning.
It was bad timing. She slept in front of a duplex where a woman named Shirley lived. Christine had had confrontations with Shirley before over this very issue. She said Shirley's husband arrived home right when she was going.
He'd been out somewhere. He went in the house, so he obviously told her about it.
Right.
And she was screaming her bloody head off at me. I hope she doesn't call the cops on me. I really do. I couldn't control it. You can't even see it. Naturally. I cleaned it. Yeah. Hello, I'm a human being over here, you know? Yeah.
I'm frustrated about the situation.
Kim Moore is a retiree who lives in Mid-City. She met Christine while walking her dog a few years ago. They became close friends. Last summer, Kim questioned why Christine didn't at least have food stamps yet or some reliable way to eat.
Anna, I don't understand. Two nonprofits can't get her a food cart? Two? What the hell?
The job of helping Christine had been outsourced to a couple of organizations with contracts to do this work. Between them, they'd sent Christine an outreach worker and a social worker. Quick note on the difference. The outreach worker's job was largely to get to know Christine and build trust so she'd accept social services. And that did happen. Christine liked her outreach worker, Catalina. And when Catalina brought in a social worker specializing in mental health care, Christine cooperated. But then the baton seemed to have been dropped somewhere. After one meeting, the social worker said she'd follow back up, but didn't. Then a brand new social worker showed up. Then weeks of nothing. Now, Kim worried that a window of trust was closing.
She's open for them to help her. That was a point we were working on getting there, and she's there, and nothing's happening.
When something finally did happen, Christine no longer felt like cooperating.
Introducing the KCRW donation car, designed to be recycled. This first-of-its-kind vehicle will save you time, space, and hassle by disappearing. Enjoy the luxury and comfort of turning your underused car into a donation worth hundreds, even thousands of dollars. The KCRW donation car, already in your garage, driveway, or on cinder blocks outside your house. Act now at kcrw.com/cars.
I haven't eaten for 2 days because nobody will give me any food and they won't give me any money. I've got it laid on the line. That's it. I'm almost out of water. Just about.
It was a hot, smoggy afternoon. Christine sat on a bench with her back against the outside of a laundromat in a sliver of shade, sweating. Any minute, her social worker, the original one, was supposed to pick her up for an appointment. Christine had been told to wait on her usual corner. But instead, Christine was hiding at the strip mall across the street. She was hungry, thirsty, tired.
And plus, I'm not clean and I don't go to things dirty. So I would have to clean myself up anyways to go to that appointment in the first place. So she can reschedule. I just didn't have the energy.
Her cheeks were red and blistered from the sun. She didn't even know what the appointment with the social worker was for.
Get me started on something. I'm not sure what. Some kind of paperwork that I have to be there for.
Yeah, are you afraid at all that if you don't go today that they'll give up? And
No, because there's other days. Since I'm not going anywhere right now, there's other days. I can't go there looking like this. I got to clean myself up. I'd be ashamed of myself. Just plain ashamed.
Homelessness can be a bit like quicksand. Once you're in it, new problems grab you fast, suck you deeper, and make it hard to reach for help, even when a hand is extended. At that moment, Christine couldn't stretch to grab what was being offered. I bought Christine some string cheese and water at a nearby 7-Eleven. Late that night, she cleaned herself up with a water bottle. Over the next several days, no sign of the social workers, but Christine's friends in the neighborhood showed up, dropping off meals, stopping to chat, and Christine's mood improved. Then, a new development.
Good morning.
Christine told me that Catalina had come to see her and scheduled her for a doctor's appointment, a full physical exam in an office in just a few days.
It's been a lot of years since I've been to a doctor. It's been almost 10 years ago, you know? It's a long time.
It had also been years since Christine left the neighborhood. The morning of the appointment, I thought I might find her hiding again, but she wasn't.
Yeah. I'm ready.
She was waiting on the corner where she was supposed to.
Here she is, right here.
Oh, there she is. Christine's outreach worker,
Hi.
Catalina Hinojosa, pulled up in a white van.
We took a demo ride the other day. It was so exciting. From across the street to here, it's the first time she's been in a car in like 20 years, and so it was kind of exciting.
All right, Christine, are you all ready?
I'm ready, darling. I'm ready. Yes.
You feeling okay?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Off they went, headed to the Venice Family Clinic near Venice Beach.
I'll talk to you later.
A few days later, Christine and I caught up.
I haven't been in Santa Monica or Venice for, at least 20 years. There are so many homeless people over there. I could not believe, really and truly, I could not believe it. Shocking. Shocking, shocking, shocking.
She told me that at the clinic, she'd filled out applications for food stamps and health insurance, and
they insisted I take a shower, and they gave me all clean clothes. I threw my other clothes out. I couldn't believe it. It was fabulous. I came out of the shower, and I went over, and I said, you know what? I feel like Eliza Doolittle in My Fair Lady. Remember? They forced her into the bathtub. She was screaming. She didn't want to go in the bathtub, and they made her go in it. Oh, it was great. It really was. It was really great. It made me feel so much better.
But it wasn't all good news. The nurse who'd examined Christine was worried about her heart. She'd taken blood to run some tests, and the results would take time. For now, Christine had a bunch of new prescriptions.
Well, I will tell you exactly what they are. I put it in this Ziploc bag so they don't be to get... Okay, wait a minute, hold on. High blood pressure. One I take in the morning when I first wake up.
Yeah, that one says avoid excessive sun on the label.
Oh, no. The excessive sun one is for water retention, which I haven't taken yet because I'm going to have to figure out a time when I can keep running over here to the bathroom. That one I haven't taken yet. So, and which one is this? I forget.
Christine was receiving medical care, but her homelessness made it hard to get the most out of that care. You just heard her say she wasn't taking one prescription because she was afraid it would make her have to pee. Plus, the label said to avoid the sun, but it was summertime in Los Angeles and she lived outside. Kim wanted to know, with all of Christine's health issues, why was she still being dropped back off on the street? So Kim called one of Christine's social workers.
So I said to him, I said, okay, this is my friend. I said, she needs refuge. She needs a, can you get her a voucher for a hotel so she can rest, take the medicine, and get the stuff going, you know? Now, these are the things that you're supposed to be able to do.
The social workers were with a nonprofit called Pacific Clinics. Executives there couldn't talk specifically about Christine's case. But as far as getting Christine a hotel room, this was before the coronavirus pandemic, and at the time, hotel and motel rooms were mostly just for homeless families with kids. And Catalina had already added Christine to the county's permanent housing waiting list. So I don't know what more a social worker could have done at that point to get Christine off the street. And in any case, it wasn't clear whose actual job that was.
You're getting grants and money to do stuff, and you're not doing boo-boo.
What's depressing about that story is that that's not a failure of the system. That is the system.
Gary Blasey is kind of a go-to guy in LA if you want to talk about what the local government is doing wrong on homelessness. His formal credentials are he's a retired UCLA law professor, one-time president of the National Coalition for the Homeless, and a longtime advocate for people who are homeless in LA.
The system looks interesting and useful on paper. But when you dig down a little bit, particularly when you look at it from the perspective of the people it's intended to help, it becomes completely irrational and borders on just, waste.
Gary said it's not unusual for people to remain on the streets of Los Angeles for months while bouncing from one nonprofit to another. One problem, he says, is a lack of accountability when it comes to how many people are being moved off the street and how quickly. Outreach work in LA County is tracked in so many incremental steps, like how many people received medical or mental health care. And Gary says those are good goals, but LA needs higher standards for actually getting people off the streets. County data shows that for the tens of thousands of people who have received Measure H-funded outreach services, a small fraction have moved into permanent housing.
And basically all the pieces of that system can work fine and it looks like a success on paper. But it's obviously not if the, well, in this case, if a person's still on the street, that is a failure.
I've always envied Gary because if you just sit around and bitch about what's going wrong, that is like the world's easiest job. When you have to actually do something about it, that is the world's hardest job.
Sheila Kuehl is an LA County supervisor. She's one of the politicians at the tippy top of LA's sprawling homelessness bureaucracy. She says that the system is housing more people than ever before, thanks largely to all that new tax money, nearly 43,000 in total in the past 3 years, to be exact. But they're still outmatched by LA's expensive and inadequate housing supply. So LA has to spread its resources between helping people who have already been homeless a long time, like Christine, and assisting people who just need a few months' rent to get back on their feet.
We do not have sufficient housing, and we cannot build our way out of this. We must keep people from falling into homelessness. And I'm not ignoring the people on the street who need the help, but I'm thinking of the next 60,000 that I want to keep from being on the street.
But how effective can services like mental health care be if someone doesn't have food or a toilet?
They're not really effective, but they're better than nothing. It's simply more effective than not helping them.
And even under the best circumstances, it can take a Herculean effort to move just one person indoors.
Well, I had my own Christine 20 years ago. There was an elderly woman living in a Volkswagen van in Santa Monica. And we actually collected money just among friends to pay her rent. She had been an actress as a young woman and had a, you know, brilliant career, and then something went wrong. But no one person could really solve it for her. And it really wasn't even about services. It was almost as though there needed to be someone in a sort of a family-like, I'll take care of you position.
That's a lot to expect of outreach workers and social workers with dozens of clients. But it's also what voters trusted the system to do. They didn't give Kim or my father-in-law or any of Christine's other friends tax revenue to get Christine off the street. They gave it to LA County.
Right now, the county's just scrabbling to try to find enough temporary places to help people just sleep overnight and see if they can't get, you know, the social worker they need. And in her case, I'm sorry it took so long. I really am.
Okay, I saw you Thursday, and then later on, yeah. Catalina shows up. I was sitting here with my nurse, yeah. And they had my test results. Okay.
Christine's blood work came back about a week after her visit to the clinic. They gave her the results in person because it was that serious. Christine's heart was in bad shape.
She said, I should have been on medication all these last 10 years. And because I wasn't on medication, my heart has built up and built up and built up and built up. And they said, we want you to go to the hospital right now. She said, we're afraid you're going to die. That's what she said. No, I'm going to try to hang in. You know, I'm taking, the medicine's making me feel better. It really is. Now, the only one I can't take, I already told the nurse that, is the water pill, because I go in here 20 times a day now.
Meaning McDonald's to use the bathroom.
You know, I got to watch it. I got to keep on McDonald's good side. I can't lose McDonald's or I'd be in a whole lot of trouble.
But I asked her, why not go to the hospital?
Well, I don't want to leave my stuff, and I'm scared.
I'm just scared. I know I don't want to die, but I'm just scared.
Yeah. Last year, more than 1,000 people died homeless in LA County. Heart disease was one of the top killers, and people who are homeless here die, on average, 22 years earlier than the general population, according to a study by the county health department. So, every month, every week, every day that Christine remained outside shaved time off her life. And whether it took 6 more weeks or 6 more months for her to go indoors mattered. Next time on Samaritans, a new situation for Christine.
I woke up twice in the night, and for a split second, I didn't know where I was. And then I suddenly remembered. Oh, the air conditioner works like a dream. I'm just giving it a break. Then they got cable, but I don't know what channel the Golden Girls is on.
But that new situation doesn't last long.